Today's Best Mix, 102.7 Mercury FM. Paul and Emma here. We're joined by some of the voices and names that made Mercury FM famous across Sussex and Surrey. And we're joined now by one of the guys that were responsible for bringing some of the biggest stars to Mercury FM, Andrew Marshall. Afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
I'm very well. It seems just extraordinary to be back at Radio Mercury after such a long time. It seems like almost yesterday on the first day that people were sinking into the lawn, particularly women in high heels kept on sinking into the lawn outside Broadfield House, where we originally used to broadcast from.
That's right. So when did you? When were you with us?
I was actually one of the people responsible for actually starting the radio station. So
wow.
I was there from before there were studios. I used to show round prospective disc jockeys and say, be careful, don't step there, otherwise you'll fall through the ceiling.
So oops.
That we didn't lose that many disc jockeys that way, but probably if you dug up Broadfield House, you'd most probably find the bodies of a couple of dead disc jockeys.
Oh, beautiful.
The funny thing is, nobody missed them. I can't understand why.
Do you think that's the reason why it was haunted?
Oh, definitely.
Did you see ghosts?
I never saw a ghost myself, but various people claim that they did see it, because do you remember the story of Haig, the acid bath murderer?
Which show did he do?
Well, he used to do the Hot Hits programme.
Right, okay.
No, that he was a guy in the 30s in Crawley who used to melt down his victims in acid, and he actually used to bring them to Broadfield House, where Radio Mercury used to broadcast
I'm so glad we don't broadcast from there anymore.
Now, Andrew, you did a show called Andrew Marshall Meets, is that right?
Yeah, I used to do several programmes. I used to do a lunchtime phone-in right from the very beginning, and then we used to do a series on Sunday lunchtime called Andrew Marshall Meets the Stars, yep.
Okay, and you met some of the biggest names...
Indeed.
...in the world of showbiz.
Exactly, Hollywood movie stars and soap stars. I mean, basically... it's rather sad when I actually watch programmes like I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I mean, yeah. I've actually met half of those people.
Really?
Oh, superb.
I know, it's quite sad really, isn't it?
Now, I heard you had a great time interviewing Nicholas Lyndhurst from Only Fools and Horses, is that right?
Yes, I would give some advice to anybody who interviews celebrities, knock Nicholas Lyndhurst off your list.
Why?
Well, I mean, I had an hour to fill with him, so it was an hour's programme. And the man is the world's most taciturn person. So you would say, you have to ask in radio very sort of general questions to get a general answer. So you'd say, what do you enjoy about Only Fools and Horses? And he would answer that with something like, I'm exaggerating slightly, not much. Right. And you thought, oh my gosh, we've had 5 minutes of this piece and I've got this list of questions and I've been through about three quarters of them.
Okay, Andrew, well, thanks for joining us. Thanks for letting us into the Andrew Marshall Meets the Stars show. But you were part of Mercury FM, you were part of what made us famous, and we thank you for it. Andrew Marshall!
Thank you.